And that is why, esteemed counsel, the ban on gay unicorn marriages must be reinforced again, just as it was in the beginning. Oh, God, it'll never work.
Hey, Romulus.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey!
We're going down to the Misty River for a swim, then over to the Parsley Meadow for some serious f***ing frolicking.
And then we're going to meet up with Populus and Steven, and we're just going to mount each other silly.
You want to come?
So to speak.
Stop.
No, you guys go ahead. I need to keep working on my speech for the Unicorn Council.
God, Romulus, sometimes they're so straight.
No kidding. Why don't you just let your mane down every once in a while and have some butt-f***ing fun for a change?
Look, guys, for 1,000,000th time, I'm not gay.
Romulus, keep your voice down. Are you crazy? Talk like that is bound to get you raped or killed or raped.
Raped. Look, it's just the way I am. I'm a straight unicorn, and I'm not going to change. Not for you. Not for President Pegasus, not for anyone.
Romulus, you're a unicorn. You could not have been born straight.
Yeah, weren't you loved by your father enough or something?
Or maybe you were molested by an aunt.
No, that's not it. You know, Romulus, I tell you this for your own good. Rumor has it that you've been having sex with a cow. You know that, right? Now, I'm not telling you who said it. I'm just saying it's out there. A talk like that? Well, it can get you in a lot more trouble than death or rape. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? Maybe I did have sex with a cow. That's right. And maybe she was fat. And maybe she did have a couple of dingleberries crusted to her tail. And yes, maybe her breath smelled like cud. So what? Because at least she had a vagina. And I'll take 10 cow vaginas any day over either of you. Holes. Holes.
You are going to regret you said that, Romulus.
We're leaving now, and we're going to swim in the river, and then we're going to go prance in the meadow, and then we're going to spend all afternoon chasing each other's pretty white tails.
Yeah, we're going to chase them until we run through them.
And guess what, Romulus? You're not invited.
Cow f***er.
You know what? Fine. I know there's got to be another straight unicorn around here somewhere, and I'm going to find him. I mean her.
Later that evening.
Prestigious members of the Unicorn Council, my name is Romulus, and I am a straight unicorn. I know. It's an alternative lifestyle in our community. But I am still a unicorn. Does my horn not grow where your horns grow? When I am cut, do I not bleed the same magical elixir that gives lives to fairies and elves? Well, then why do I not deserve the same rights as any unicorn in the valley? I stand before you this day on all fours, and I risk a lot, for I plead with you to reinforce the one-time ban on gay unicorn marriages, just as our fornicorns live by.
Silence, unicorn, silence. Romulus, have you given any thought to what you're asking?
President Pegasus, with all due respect, I've never been more certain of anything in my life. I've read the lost history books of how unititians warned that allowing gay marriage would ruin the family structure. But the marriages were allowed, and within months, thousands of unicorns wanted to be gay, just as the Republican Party warned. Diseases were spread, fewer and fewer uniponies were born, and those that were born were often unitards. Look around, council members. Do you see any more uniponies dancing among us? That's right. You haven't, have you? And there's a good reason for it. There aren't any. There aren't any uniponies. I stand before this council, and I say that if we don't ban gay marriage, and ban it soon, our species will go extinct.
Romulus. Poor Romulus. Do you think us blind? I trust that you do not believe the council has lost its univision. We are well aware that there are no unicorn ponies dancing in the meadows. But we are also well aware that God will provide. He didn't make us crave our own gender just to let us perish beneath his holy sight. Trust me when I tell you one of these days, one of the stallions in this very room will become pregnant. It's our destiny, Romulus. Hell, just this morning, Senator Mercurios was convinced he was suffering from menstrual cramps. Sure, they passed, but it doesn't mean he wasn't about to menstruate. You worry too much, Romulus. I've always said it.
I think I know what he needs, Mr. President.
Well, I'm a little tired from today's meta orgy, but what the hell? I could be up for some rape. For a friend.
No!
Oh, God.
That's not what he was looking for.